I'll be reading Psalm 124. You can follow along in the Bible or in your Psalter. This is God's Word, Psalm 124. My fingers are working slow today. Maybe it's a cold. Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare from the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. While David doesn't give a specific history for this psalm, you can tell that he has in mind that God has delivered him out of something very great, some terrible tragedy. You can tell that because of the emphasis that David uses by repetition. There are several phrases that David repeats in this psalm, and it's a poetic device for the Psalms and for Hebrew in general to repeat things. So David especially repeats right at the very beginning, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. I say again, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. That repetition serves to set the deliverance and the trial itself into the context of God's sovereign and mighty purpose. David goes on to describe what would have happened if God had not been on our side. The enemy would have swallowed us up alive by their wrath. We would have been overwhelmed by the floods that go over our soul. Again, in these passages, there's some repetition. And as you think about this month, notice that repetition and how heavy that can weigh on us. But as I said, David doesn't identify the exact trial that he was going through. And that has an interesting effect for us. Since there isn't anything specific, David, in a sense, lifts that experience up to a universal aspect. In other words, it's something that you all go through. There are trials that we each experience. And since David doesn't say, this happened to me when I was under the persecution of the Philistines, it makes it easier for you to understand how we all experience these trials and lets you sing these psalms. And you can easily apply them to any number of trials or terrible things that you go through in this life. The death of a friend. The opposition of unbelievers. Brokenness in your marriage. Sickness in your body. Difficulties in work. In these trials, you can cry out to the Lord, just like David did. If it had not been that the Lord was on our side, we would have been swallowed up. And then following David, you can follow his lead to praise him when he does deliver. In verses 6 through 8, David says, "Blessed be the Lord who has delivered us. We have escaped from that terrible trial like a bird out of a fowler's net." And a fowler is someone who traps birds. So we've escaped from that trap, that net that the trapper has set. "Blessed be the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." In turning to praise, David does something very important. I'm struck by the way David remembers the trouble, but then remembers God and leads us to praise him. I'm struck at how easy it is for us to remember God in the midst of our troubles and to call out to Him. But then when we're through that trouble, what happens? All too often we forget. You might compare it to being trapped in a house that is burning down. There's no way for you to escape. And you cry out for help. And then suddenly, through the door, bursts a fireman. At risk of his life and of his safety, he comes and he grabs you and he lifts you up and he carries you out of that burning house. And you just kind of get up, you dust yourself off, and away you go. Is there any coffee or donuts here? How easy it is for us to forget how God has delivered us. How easy it is for us to remember and to call out in the midst of that trial, but then when we get on the other side of it, to be forgetful and to not give any thanks to God. That's where Psalm 124 is so good. Psalm 124 prompts you to remember. Prompts you to remember the trial. And it's okay to remember how hard that was. It's okay to remember how desperate we were to be delivered by God. But it also prompts you to remember the Lord. The Lord who is on our side. And it prompts you to thank God, to praise the one who has delivered you. Now, I've spoken of deliverance and applied it especially to physical deliverance in this life, but let me take one more step. You can and you should apply this psalm to the greatest deliverance of all, the deliverance that Jesus Christ has purchased for you, the deliverance from hell itself. Jesus Christ laid down his life for you to rescue you from death. I found in the devotional table talk that it said very well, "Do not easily forget the eternal punishment God has saved you from or the darkness he has dispelled from your soul. Many in the church believe hell should not be preached, for once you are saved, you need not think of it any longer. But by calling to remembrance that black pit from which God saved you, you not only become more fervent in drawing others away from that fire, but you are filled with greater appreciation of God's delivering you from it." Psalm 124 calls you to remember that God has delivered you. And it's right for you to be thankful that He has delivered you from the pains of hell forever. I pray that you would do that as you sing Psalm 124. And as you experience the trials of this life, whether those be trials that are physical, emotional, or spiritual, to take time to remember that the Lord is on your side. Let's turn to Psalm 124 and we'll sing it together. There's just one selection, one tune for this. Psalm 124. I invite you to please stand to praise the Lord.